Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Good morning, Hawaii. Hi, Ben. How are you? It's so good to have you with us. We're over at the Mid-Pacific Country Club. It's an absolutely glorious morning. Every time I sit in the general manager, Jim Sweeter's office, to do the golf club, I always have to turn around and look at the Ko'olau range. It's a little bit breezy this morning, so it's going to be interesting as the women who are playing in the Jenny K Invitational tee off on this beautiful golf course. It's in excellent condition. We've had a little rain, unlike 2 weeks ago when it really got dried out because it was really windy and a little dry, and I understand that the greens were running at a very quick pace. Not sure how they're running now. We'll be talking with Jason Amoy, of course. He's the Mid-Pacific Country Club Superintendent of Golf. We'll also be talking with the Mid-Pacific Country Club Director of Golf, Mark Souza, Mid-Pacific Country Club Assistant Professional, Corey Kozuma, and the General Manager, Jim Sweeter, may give us a little update on what's happening in the food and beverage department here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. So many wonderful things have happened, even though we've had a very, very challenging year. Jenny K. Wilson Tournament Chair Jean Hashimoto is with us. I just want to acknowledge Bev Kim. She is a 1981 Jenny K. Wilson champion, 40 years ago, and she is still playing. Three-time Hawaii State Women's Match Play champ, the 1996 president of the Hawaii State Women's Golf Association, and our 2003 Aloha Section PGA Hall of Fame inductee. Absolutely fantastic, and I'm really looking forward to talking to Bev when she can be on with us just before her tea time, which is about 7:20 this morning. So we'll talk to her in a couple of minutes. First, let's bring in, and with me right now is Jean Hashimoto, Jenny K. Wilson Tournament Chair. Hi, Jean. It's so good to have you at the table.
It's so good to be here. Thank you.
You know, all the challenges, we were lucky when we came driving in. It was so cool. Have you got everything set up? I've got my wristband to show that I've had my temperature checked, and we're all good to go here. What kind of things did you have to think about doing to make this a safe tournament for all of the women playing?
Well, thank goodness that we had gone to Tier 3, which relaxed some of the rules, but nonetheless, we're still trying to do the spacing, keep your mask on. And far as the contestants are concerned, we had that temperature check before you get into the grounds. And that's been working very, very well. Of course, we were lucky to have the Mid-Pacific Open to follow as a guideline, because their tournament was much, much bigger. And they had a very successful one, and we're hoping to also follow in that area there that we have a good tournament. And so far, what I've heard is everything's running very smoothly. Not like we had this morning here, but as far as broadcasting is concerned. But
well, you know, there's always a hiccup or two when you're on location and not in the studio. But everything is working out just fine. Is this really the 72nd playing of the Jenny K Invitational?
Actually, last year was the 70th anniversary. And so this is the 71st. Well, we skipped last year, so I don't know if that counts.
Right, exactly. But this has been, I mean, the Jenny K Invitational has been going on for a long time.
Absolutely, 70 years. And, you know, that's kind of amazing for any tournament to be this long live,
yeah.
You know? And I just find it fantastically, I love this tournament. I love this tournament, and I think all the people who work with it also feel the same amount of gratitude towards the golf course and to the people that work here, and that's made it possible. So it's just been a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You know, I've got to say that the Mid-Pacific Country Club You got to know the women's division. They're the ones that put on this tournament. And the camaraderie and the cohesion and all of the working together that goes on within the women's division, within the Mid-Pacific Country Club membership, putting on the Mid-Pac Open, and you folks putting on the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, that's a huge commitment on the part of all of the members and all of the people who are doing such a fantastic job. And I commend you for your camaraderie. I know normally you have a big hula at the end, sort of ho'olauleia, and folks singing and dancing, and it's beautiful. This year, of course, that's suspended. But just knowing that this has happened every year for so many years, and it's wonderful. So I'm wondering, I just want to check in to see, because I know Bev Kim has her tea time at 7:20, I want to make sure she's not holding. Bev, are you there? Not yet. Okay. So we'll just stand by and see if she's going to be on. We have, and I needed to let everybody know, we have different flights. We have the championship flight, we have the A flight, we have the B flight, we have the C flight, we have the D flight. I think there was an E flight one year. Hi, is this Bev?
Hey, this is Corey. Hi. I have Bev here. Okay.
Excellent, Corey. Fantastic. Thank you so much. And pass me to Bev Kim.
Okay, hang on one second.
Thank you.
I'm just going to talk more. Okay.
Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Bev. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Bev Kim is our 1981 Jenny K. Wilson champion. She's a 2003 Aloha Section PGA Hall of Fame inductee, three-time Hawaii State Women's Match Play champ. How do you stay so fresh that you can come out and compete in tournaments after tournaments? I mean, you're always playing.
It's mainly because I love the game. Good, bad, and ugly.
No, you don't have ugly rounds, right?
No, we're supposed to forget about those, aren't we?
Yes, you throw those out the window. They didn't exist. They didn't happen. What do they say? The people with the shortest memories are the best golfers because they don't remember what happened the last time they hit the ball. So you just love the game and you love the camaraderie. You're going off this morning at 7:22, I think it is. And it's a glorious day. What's the course playing like?
It's playing like traditional Jenny K conditions. I mean, we have the breeze, we have the swift greens, we have the slow play, you name it. It's traditional Jenny K.
Well, if Jason Amoy sets up the greens the way he did, they've got to be, what, a 9 on the stimp or maybe a 10?
More than that, certainly.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know who's saying 10, but I played some yesterday that were 13.
Now, that's cruel and unusual punishment. I'm going to be talking with Jason later in the show. I'm going to have to ask him to please go out there with a little hose and water things down a little bit.
Some sand.
Beg your pardon?
Some sand would help.
Sand.
top dress the greens.
Top dress the greens right now. Do you do any particular exercise program or anything to keep yourself in shape for the game?
I get a lot of sleep.
You get.
At this age, that's what's important.
Yes, you're right. You know, as long as you get sleep, you can get up and do just about anything. Because if the body's willing, the brain certainly is. We're ready to get up and go. I'm just in awe of all that you do in life and how involved you are in the game. And what flight are you playing?
In B flight.
In B flight. Okay, there we go. There you are. I was looking at all the scores, and it occurred to me as I was going through the scores, I went, there's only one person under par, and it's Annika Suomenutafa. She's two under. So when you say those greens must be running at 20, I can see exactly what you're talking about. It's a tough one out there.
Yes, but beautiful. Conditions are great.
But beautiful, and the conditions are fabulous for the Jenny K. I don't want to hold you up. Have you already done your warm-up? Do you warm up?
You know, at this age, it takes a long time to do that.
A little birdie told me that you had to leave the driving range. Why did you have to leave the driving range?
To talk to you.
It didn't have anything to do with the young kids out there.
Oh, that was
practicing?
That was yesterday, Danielle. That was yesterday. I was on the range, and these kids were in front of me. And I looked up, and I thought, they're all younger than my grandkids. I better leave, and so I did. But today it was just to talk to you. I didn't belong there.
Are you kidding? You could teach them a thing or two. That's all I got to say. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a great round of golf. May you hit the sweet spot every time. Aloha. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back. We're here for the 70th, or is it the 71st? The 71st playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational 2021 at Mid-Pacific Country Club. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Evaside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939. Where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate that must have new car?
Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates. It's easy to do. Email Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. Rick at RadioGolfClub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Yep.
And welcome back into the clubhouse. We're at the Jenny K Invitational 2021, and we've just talked with Bev Kim about the difficulties in getting ourselves all ready for a round of golf. And one of the most important things that you need to do is have a good night's sleep. That's what she said. So just as long as you have a good night's sleep, you're ready to go, okay? Now, Corey Kozuma is the assistant professional at Mid-Pacific Country Club. He's in the pro shop hooking me up with some of the players. And in our D flight for the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, tied for 16th right there is Kimi Komatsu. Kimi Komatsu, welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello.
Hi, Kimi. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm so impressed. Tell me, it's not polite to ask a lady how old she is, but at a certain age, I think it becomes a badge of honor.
I'm proud to announce my age. I'm at 84 years old.
You are 84 years old, and you're out here, Kimi Komatsu, and you're playing. You are in the league with Shirley Spork. Shirley Spork had her birthday yesterday. She's one of the founders of the LPGA. She's 94. Uh-huh. And she's still playing golf, too. I know.
Well, my goal is to have the wonderful tournament on my 100th birthday at Mid-Pacific Country Club. So there you go. 16 more years, I will be playing.
I love it. So what is your secret to being your... Yes?
I eat a lot of vegetables. I'm not a vegetarian. I do eat the meat, but vegetable eating, and then don't get stressed. Don't get angry. Just be sweet old lady.
You know, that's so wonderful because so many people say when you get older, you don't have to be nice anymore because...
Well, you know, this golf is really, I think, to me, is the best medicine for all because this is the only game that you will utilize from head to toe. You know, you have to remember, and so you're using your brain, you know, how many shots you had and where to hit. And then you bend over to put the ball down on the ground. And that you don't do, you know, at my age, not too many often. So bending down and then twisting your body all the way. And so that's another thing you don't usually do at age 4. But most of all, I think being happy and don't do the things that you don't want people to do to you.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so,
like,
you know,
that's
like
the
my mother
rule.
Told me. Yes. Yes. Be kind, and then people will be kind to you. And then to me, this golf game is the best solution for all, for young and old. You know, for younger people, they'll teach discipline, honor, and respect. And that. At the age 84, I think we have to remember that too. Be kind to people and then happy to be here. And then you get the vitamin D, natural vitamin D from the beautiful sun. And that's the secret, I think, for my past 21 years member of here. And I played that maybe 15 times already.
Wow.
So, and I do play 4 times a week.
4 times a week you're on the golf course. Your advice to everyone is perfection. I mean, what you just gave us was something we should all live with and live by.
You were invited to my 100th birthday party here at Midback 16 years later.
Yes, I'll be there.
Yes, please.
Yes. Kimmy Komatsu, yes. Everybody. She's 84 and she's out here on the golf course. I don't want to hear no excuses, people.
Yeah. I love competition, so I'm in almost every tournament here in Hawaii.
It's wonderful. How wonderful.
Yeah,
Kimmy,
thank you so much
for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It was fun talking to you.
Very much fun talking to you. Aloha. Mm. Have a good round.
Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
Bye.
Corey, could you pass the phone to Corey? Corey Kozuma is the assistant professional here at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Corey, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Corey. That was one of the most charming interviews I've had. Thank you so much for getting Kimmy Komatsu over to talk with us. And you're downstairs in the pro shop where everybody's checking in. I was just looking at the scores, and I think I mentioned it earlier. There's one person under par on the golf course playing in the champions flight, and that's Annika Soimanutafa. And she's 2 under with a 70. Shayna Lewis after that with a 2 over. How is this course playing?
You know, the course is it's in great shape right now, and it's playing tough. You know, it's dried out. We've had good weather, which is a blessing, but maybe not so much for the players. Jason got the course in great shape, and, you know, I was able to get out there yesterday and kind of check it out. And kind of like what Bev Kim said, you know, the greens are rolling, and all they need is a little bit of wind to add some chaos to their round.
Yeah, we all need a little chaos in our round. That's marvelous. You're wonderful. So as the assistant professional, do you give a lot of lessons to the members here?
I do. You know, I'm very fortunate to have a really awesome membership. And, you know, they love golf. They love to golf. They want to get better. They want to play longer. And so it makes my job a lot easier.
You know, tell us, what inspired you to get into the game and stick with the game?
Well, funny story. I didn't start at a young age like most of the kids nowadays. My sports growing up were basketball and soccer. And it just so happened that, you know, my dad got a set of clubs and he asked me if I wanted to go to the range. And so I said, okay, we went. And the first shot I hit, it was a 7-iron. I hit it solid. It flew about 150 yards, and I was hooked ever since then.
I would have been hooked after that. Wow. And where did you – so your inspiration is the game itself, the feel of the game, the feel of the club against the ball, the perfection, if you can ever attain that, of hitting and striking.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a different feeling, and you know, golf is a different environment than most other sports that we play. You know, you don't have a team that you can that you can rely on, really. You're just kind of out there and you're on your own, and it's pretty much all on you, and you have to take full accountability for yourself and for your score, and you know, and everyone strives to, you know, get those feelings of solid shots on every shot, ideally, but it's just kind of hard work and practice and just doing it every day.
The motto of the Jenny K since its inaugural year in 1950 is Kulia Ikenu'u, Ikanu'u, excuse me, Kulia Ikanu'u. It means strive for the highest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we all, that's where you just keep striving for the highest. So not only, you know, a personal motto of Queen Kapiolani and Auntie Jenny K, it fits us being challenged to compete and challenged to strive for the highest. Do you still compete?
I do. I try to compete as much as I can. Unfortunately, with everything that happened in the past year and just kind of being here, there's not a lot of tournaments, but, you know, we were lucky enough to be able to have the Mid-Pac Open a couple weeks ago, and it was nice to finally play in a tournament after about a year and a half off.
Oh, you know what? I had one of the, you know, the a plain old cold. Otherwise, I would have been here covering the Mid-Pac Open. So how did, if you don't mind, how did you do?
I finished tied for seventh.
Pleased with yourself?
I'm sorry?
Were you pleased with yourself?
Oh, yes.
Yes?
You know, yeah, absolutely. It was a brutal test. It was a long 4 days of golf. and, you know, it definitely, it tests every, I guess, skill set that you have. And it's, you know, it's probably one of the toughest conditions that we'll play in, you know, in Hawaii golf all year. So it was nice to, you know, to play well. It was nice to represent the club and the members. And you know what? I don't mind being on the sidelines this week and watch from the pro shop.
Yes, I totally understand. You know, people listening who don't play golf must think we're absolutely nuts, you know, because you say it was brutal conditions, and yet we enjoy it, you know? I mean, yes, we were tested to the max, but that's really what it's all about when you are in the midst of competition. Thank you, and we'll talk again. We're going to take a real quick break, and I'm looking forward to whomever else chooses to come on the show and have a chat, because this is a lot of fun at the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational 2021. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What do falling cracks in your cement walls, floors, or ceilings have in common with termites? Both only get worse and more expensive to repair if left alone. What is the answer? RCM Construction. For over 30 years, they have repaired concrete buildings, garages, and decks. Stopped the leaks. Call Richard Malmgren at 808-864-9520. RCM uses state-of-the-art solutions. RCM is COVID safe. Call RCM Construction 864-9520 now.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to hawaiipain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Just in case you're being inspired to go out and get out and, you know, maybe play a round of golf. Partly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers, windward and mocha, isolated showers on the leeward side. You see, it's going to be a perfect day. The high today between 84 and 89. So it is going to be a little warm, and the winds are easterly, 15 to 25 miles per hour. And we've got a tee time for you at Poipu Bay at 9:10, at Pearl Country Club. It's sold out. Rohoine Country Club has a 10:36. Makaha East has a 10:10. Wailea on the gold course, there's a 9:30, Emerald 9:48, and the blue course has a 10:12. Jim Sweeter is the general manager at the Mid-Pacific Country Club, and you can feel from just the Mid-Pac Open and the Jenny K Invitational, all the feelings about being a member here, not just coming in, you know, and playing golf and leaving, but it seems like folks really get involved in this golf club. We'd like to bring Jim Sweeter, the GM, in. Jim, there's so many different things. Tell us a little bit about the amenities at Mid-Pacific Country Club.
Good morning, Danielle. It's good to see you again. We're a pretty robust club as far as activities and things to do. We obviously have a great golf course and a very active golfing membership, but we also have a beautiful swimming pool area with a poolside bar, a fitness center, dining facilities, very active membership right now. I think what we experienced over this last year, you know, due to the pandemic, is the club really became a safe haven for members and a spot that they felt comfortable and safe at. So we've really seen our member usage, especially dining and these other activities, really grow in the last year. We've actually reached a full with a wait list golf membership as well. So it's been a kind of a interesting 12 months, not knowing what was going to happen, but with the pandemic. But we really, you know, kind of came out of it with a very positive situation and positioning of the club right now. So we're very grateful for that.
Absolutely. And I love the dining room. It has such a beautiful view of the Ko'olau Range. It's gorgeous. I was singing its praises just at the beginning of the show, because sitting in your office, as I've said so many times before, you absolutely have the best office in the world. That's all there is to it. Now, the dining room is just on the side here, and you have banquets and all kinds of facilities. What is your chef? What is he like to present?
You know, we're fortunate. Jeff Onisa is our executive chef. He's been here going on 5 years, has a connection to the islands through his wife, and has a great experience. We're fortunate because he worked at some very high-end country clubs in Southern California as well as city clubs. So he brings a very vast experience of fine dining to the casual dining to special events. I mean, he just knocks it out of the park when we have Mother's Day or Easter or those types of events. But at the same time, you know, we have the plated dinners, you know, the chef's tables and those types of things. He's excellent at that too. So he's also done a great job of developing his team in the kitchen, because, you know, the executive chef isn't the guy behind the line, you know, preparing every menu item. He's directing and orchestrating and expediting those things and kind of raising the level of expectation and quality. So he's done a great job bringing some neat ideas from, you know, from the back of the house perspective. But then the front of the house, Sarah Parker and her team are the ones that have to provide that service and deliver. So it's a great team effort, and I'm very proud to be associated with such a great food and beverage operation.
Excellent. It makes me want to come over for dinner. Because it's always cool when you're driving in this area, let's say going up Kaʻalaipulu, and then you come back down and you can see the lights on in the restaurant and everything else is kind of dark. There's something very romantic and alluring about that. It's very nice. And you say there's a wait list right now. Well, everybody, you need to get on the wait list. So
Yes.
And you have a fitness center that opened up pretty recently?
Well, it's been here for a while, but we remodeled it, I think, in the fall of 2019. It's very active. And then our group exercise classes, we have over 20 classes a week complimentary to our members. Most of them are all outside now, and it's just neat to drive in the morning and see a boot camp going on in the lower level or a Tai Chi class on the lanai. So it's a water aerobics aquafit class in the pool. So it's a very active membership. There's a lot of things you can be involved with. If you're not a golfer, there's plenty of other amenities and programs to get connected to.
That's awesome. Or just a reminder, the Mid-Pacific Country Club, the members, they put together all these tournaments, and the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational at Mid-Pacific Country Club is the women's division. It's sponsored by the women's division. The Jenny K. Invitational helps to promote, of course, women's golf in Hawaii, one of the most prestigious tournaments in the state. We're here on location having a great time. Jean Hashimoto is the chair of the Mid-Pacific Country Club Jenny K. Invitational. And when we come back after this quick break, we're going to talk about some of the incredible runs that people have had. It seems like this tournament brings out the best, so much so that you have such good feelings, you come back and you win again. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
What's worse than living with constant pain? Not doing anything about it. Back, neck, hip, knee, all things chronic pain. Who do I see? Dr. Jonathan Carlson at Hawaii Pain and Spine Clinic on Oahu, where the Aloha spirit meets innovation and patient care. Dr. Carlson is a double board certified pain specialist. Call 452-1379 now. Don't spend another hour in pain. Go to HawaiiPain.com for more information. Call 452-1379, 452-1379 for an appointment at Hawaii Pain and Spine. Reclaim your life with Dr. Carlson.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? The Honolulu Sign Company. They moved to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamula Road on the Everside. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured, the Honolulu Sign Company is COVID compliant with all the PPE signs you need. Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
The Golf Club tip number 47. When mad about your slice, don't hit the tree with your driver. Break it over your knee. Now back to the Golf Club with Danielle Tucker.
You know, we're actually joking. It's not polite to do that sort of thing. I'm really pleased. Corey Kozuma is downstairs in the pro shop. And before she goes out and practices, we're very fortunate to have the one person who is under par in the 71st playing of the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational 2021. Annika Seumanutafa is with us. Corey, are you there? Hello?
Hey, Danielle, I'm here. I have Annika here. Give me one second.
Sure, no problem. Annika Seumanutafa is in the lead. Shayna Liu comes next. Anna Murata, Heather McGinnis, Rhea Nakao, Kelsey Inoue, Lacey Uchida, Nicole Tanoe, Zira Suyetsugu, Teal Matsueda, Chloe Wong, Kara Kaneshiro, Amanda Kunha, Jaeyun Park, Jayla Yadao. We've got this great list of young women who are in competition in the championship fight. We're going to be talking about some of our multiple-time winners after we talk with Annika Seumanutafa. Are you there, Annika?
Hi. Yes, I am.
Hi. Congratulations.
Hi.
You're on fire, given the conditions on this golf course. How was it playing for you yesterday?
It was playing. I mean, I haven't played here for so long, but I had fun yesterday, and the conditions were tough, and I just played the golf course how it laid out. So, yeah, I had fun yesterday.
That's great. You know, a lot of people are wondering, you know, that's wonderful. It's wonderful that what you said is you just play the golf course as it comes, you know, and it's a great mindset to have. It's a way to go. Congratulations. Now, you grew up in Hawaii and then did you move to Florida?
No, I moved to Maryland.
Maryland.
Yeah, all the way on the East Coast.
any particular reason why Maryland was chosen?
Both of my parents work for the government, so they moved us to Maryland. I was like, of all places, why Maryland? Why not California?
But I bet you found, nevertheless, a great place to hone your golf game.
It was a great opportunity for me
really?
To play
really?
Like, in the mainland, because traveling from Hawaii to the mainland was so difficult for us. So giving the opportunity for me to play in the mainland opened up the doors for college golf for me.
Excellent. And where are you playing college golf?
I'm at the University of Ohio State.
And, how, you know, are you enjoying that team atmosphere?
Oh, yes. It's very different from, like, playing as an individual, but having the team behind you is great. My 4 years or 3 years I've been at Ohio State, I would not have changed anything, or I don't regret anything. It's, like, the best 3 years of my life so far.
Wow. And you've been able to play during the pandemic?
We had a COVID year despite, like, the restrictions, but we got to play this spring and this fall, so it was really nice to finally get back to competition with the team and travel and just to play for Ohio State again.
Yeah. So you have one more year?
I do. I have one more year, and that's it. I'm done with school.
Where are you going after you finish your last year at Ohio State?
My goals are to turn pro after my fourth year. So after that, I will go into Q school and hopefully earn my tour card for the LPGA.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Anika Eseo Manutafa, you know, we've been following you for a long time, and sometimes when you kids go off to, you know, college, it's hard to keep track. And it's great to be able to check in with you again and to know that you still want to be a professional. I think that's been your desire. What are you getting your degree in?
Consumer and Family Services, and I'm minoring in Business Finance.
Oh, perfect. See, because you're going to make all this money, and you got to know how to, you know, handle it, right?
Yes, that's why I'm taking all these business classes.
Now, you're a woman after my own heart. Be prepared.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'm trying.
Yeah, right on. So what is your routine before you get on the first tee?
I usually putt for 15 minutes, and then I go to the driving range for about 50, and then the last 10 minutes I'll putt before I tee off.
Far out. That's my
routine.
That's your routine. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. There's some, you know, some controversial things I wanted to talk to you about, but I don't want to bring all the stuff that happened with the NCAA up, because you're in a high place right now, and 2 under par. And I'm going to be talking to Jason Amoy in a couple of minutes when he gets up here, the superintendent. So I'm curious. Mm-hmm. Any comments to Jason about the course?
No comments. Everything's perfect for me. Everything's in perfect condition. I love it.
Right on. And you're going to be you played at Augusta National. That's right. Gosh, I'm so glad.
Gene
Hashimoto is here. Did you just love that golf course?
I wouldn't say love, but it was a great experience. It was a great experience for me to be there. I had so much fun. My dad was on the bag for me. So, we had fun. My grandpa was there, too. He was a golf fanatic. So we all had fun down there together.
Oh, good. I was only able to walk the golf course. I've never played Augusta National. But just walking the golf course, there's something really, I'm going to say it, spiritual. There's something really reverent about the place, and you just feel this history and this quietude and this sense of you don't want to leave. You know, I'm just going to stay here. And that song they have playing during the Masters on television, "Let's Just Stay Here," you know, it's like, I wanted to stay there. But, I didn't play Augusta National. You did. And congratulations on that wonderful accomplishment. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Anika Soemanotafa, I'm so pleased to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining us these few minutes
before you tee off.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I hope we talk again. Okay.
Yes, for sure. You have a good day.
You too. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. Really great. May she hit the sweet spot every time. And it seems like she's doing exactly that. It's fantastic. I was sitting here. We were talking about all the different players with Jean Hashimoto, the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, the Jenny K. as we call it. And I started off looking at it from the 50s, okay. Jackie Yates would have won four times in a row. She won the 1951, but Jackie Pung jumped in there, and then Jackie won 53 and 54. Joan Damon just did it four times in a row. Nobody got in her way. We have Anna Umemura. She won in 97 and followed up in 98. Christina Merkel. Christina Merkel would have had four in a row, but Zira Soyetsugu, she kind of, you know, nudged in there. And then we have Marielle Galdiano, who won twice, and Natsumi Nakanishi won twice as 2017-2018. What do you think? It's just incredible what, you know, when people are on, they have really good feelings about coming back here and playing again. Jean, what are your thoughts?
Well, definitely. And this tournament is just loaded with.
There we go. Are you muted? You can unmute now. There you go. We're normally all on headsets and everything, and having there we go. And there we go. We're going to just get this. Jean Hashimoto has so much history. She's been involved in this tournament. When did you start getting involved in the Jenny K?
Oh, I guess, what is it, maybe 20 years ago?
20 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So when you think about all these repeat winners, I mean, these are a lot of women who are repeat winners. What do you think brings it out in these young women? Because, I mean, Joan Damon, she won again in 1966. Billy Beamer jumped in there. We're going to talk about Billy Beamer in 65. So Joan Damon won five times.
Well, you know, at that time, I think Mid-Pacific was one of the more prestigious place to play. There wasn't too many golf courses, I think, that was available. Like Moanalua is the oldest. But this tournament is so loaded with history and the legendary people who made... Why am I getting feedback? Anyway, what was I? No. Okay.
It's so much history.
So much history to do it. And, you know, this tournament is a great place to launch your career. As you can see, there's multiple winners, and they all come back just because of the golf course.
It is a special place.
And you know, we have so much fun after this year. Well, I don't think we're going to have that kind of fun, but I've been with this club, and we've had the Olamana ladies come up, and on the last day, the singing, the dancing, and, of course, the drinking. And you know, it's amazing. I was just talking to one of the oldsters from Olamana, and she said, yeah, they drink the night before, get up, hungover, go out and shoot, and repeat this for 3 days. Now, yeah, and that's the kind of ambiance this whole tournament is all about.
Yes.
Yeah, and they keep coming back because of the camaraderie, the fun. You know, we're not really straight-laced like the Mid-Pack Open. We dress up the course with flowers and try to keep the aloha spirit going and the good fun times, you know. So, yeah, it's just different. Mid-Pack Open is strictly golf. Money, you know. But here it's more of a pride.
Yeah,
they get the Jenny K medal, and they show it off, and it's just something that you I don't know. It's beyond words to describe how it just feels to be here.
I think you've done a really good job of describing how it feels to be here. And I think one of the most important things you said is the fun of it. And that's one of the things you come back and feeling joy and fun, that takes the stress off and you're relaxed and it's a much better, you know, and I'd be remiss if I didn't say that in 2001, all those many years ago, Michelle Wie won, Michelle Wie West, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she was all of 12 years old when she won. It was great seeing Stephanie Kono win in 2003, Amanda Wilson the year, Mari Chun, all these young ladies who have been, and Nicole Sakamoto, you know, if I'm leaving somebody out. And there's so many great players. You know, Bev Kim is now in the Golf Hall of Fame. It just really, Bobby Cox, great, great players. But let's go back to Beamer and a story that our director of golf, Mark Souza, Mid-Pacific Country Club director of golf, Mark Souza, joins us now. And Jason Amoy is coming up soon. We're going to talk to him about course conditions. It's always so much fun. And we have a present for him from Pitch Fix. Pitch Fix Pro. This is really quite something here. You know, green, it's the Greenkeeper Pro. It's a divot fixer.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Yeah. Yeah. We thought.
Jason Crew has those, but not that fancy looking.
Yes.
But, no, he has it. His crew has.
Right. So, you know, I thought, you know, Jason would be the perfect person to give this to.
Yeah.
But let's, you know, Billy Beamer, is this the Beamer family?
Yeah, Billy Beamer. She was a member here, and I remember her daughter, Monono, would be playing golf, too. She went to Punahou and graduated in 69. But Billy, when she played the Denny Key, I think, I can't remember what year that was that she won.
1965.
She won in 65. She was a chairman. Also, she was in charge of entertainment. So we had a big tent set over the top level of our parking lot, and she would be playing the piano. There would be about 150 ladies and their guests there, and it was that camaraderie, that a luau. You can call it a luau on the top level of our parking lot. So it was a... It was a lot of fun, and she was just a very classy lady with a classic swing. Never forget her swing. Her and Joan Damon's swings were very classic. And, yeah, she won it. And then her daughter took up golf, I think, right after that. She played junior golf, and then she went off to college on the East Coast. But anyway, Billy was a classy lady.
That's really something. So she was like in charge of running the tournament, and then she went on and won the tournament.
Absolutely. Now that is double jeopardy. That is so hard to do. So hats off to her on that one. There.
I should say this is really you help out too. I mean, it's a big job for you to have this tournament right after the Big Back Open.
Well, yeah, it's just like what Gene was saying. You got all the people in the right places. We got check-in people with temperature. And then we got my cart attendants lining up the carts with Tim Miller doing all the cart signs and Paul Bennett and all these cart guys making sure all the carts are lined up, getting their bags on the cart. The driving range is set up. Hitting off the grass, the range is in perfect condition, and Jason cut it, and it's in perfect shape. Everything is primo out there. It's perfect.
Annika said so.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's and like what Gene says too. I got to refer back to Gene. Ladies are a lot more relaxed out here in per se that they're out here to have fun, play golf, of course, in good shape. It brings out your best out there. You're going to use every club in your bag out there. And the greens are, you know, very smooth, very true. So it's going to reward the better players and the better shots. And Jason's going to talk about that later when he gets here. But It's just like you died and went to heaven. This is our golf course right now this week. So ladies should be very happy. I know the committee is really happy. Everybody is perfect. It's perfect.
He's perfect.
Two gold stars. One for Dean, one for the golf course.
There we go.
And our general manager, of course, Jim kind of oversees everything, and then we just kind of do our thing, and he's always there if we got a little problem. So we don't bother Jim this week because we don't have problems, right, Gene?
No problem. Now, are you doing any? I know you have some junior golf.
Yeah, in fact, our junior golf, we are for this first year with COVID, so we're not sure how it's going to work. But we have the PGA Junior League, which is Wailea Country Club, Oahu Country Club, Hoakalei, Honolulu Country Club, and our club. So we got our juniors from 7 to 13 years old. So they're going to play at all these courses. We're going to bring every junior, the juniors that are signed up from those different courses to play here. And then we take our juniors to Wailea, Oahu, Hoakalei, and Honolulu Country Club. And if we get really good, if our team really gets really good and wins, then we go to San Francisco and compete there. And if we do really good there, then we go to Augusta. That's like, so this is the first year. This is a building experience for our team. Our team is all new from 7 to 13 years old. So it's going to be fun. And Corey Kuzum is going to be helping me with that, working with the kids. So we got special rules this year. The kids got to be masked. We usually have a big party after, but we're just going to email them the results, and then next week we're going to be at a different course. But we got that. So that's going to be fun. And then we have our Lonnie kids that's been going on now for about 10 years, and we're going to have about 20 kids in that. So Corey and I and Tim Miller are going to be working on that one, and we're going to break them down into a beginning class, an advanced class, and get them in the fundamentals of golf, talk about the rules of golf, have a good experience for them, and hopefully once it gets done, they get into golf and continue to play. Then we have a Christmas junior program and a spring break, and then it goes into Lonnie Kids. So we keep them active throughout the whole year. And as Jim was mentioning, too, our golf course is packed. We have times for juniors, so there's times for everyone to play golf, and they're utilizing our golf course, which is a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. We're going to take a break. This is our wonderful director of golf, Mark Souza. Mark, how long have you been the director of golf?
Well, God, okay, let's see. I graduated from Kailua High School in 69, then from Arizona State May 18th, 1973. Then I started June 1st of 1973 at Mississippi Country Club under Ben Neely, who was the head golf professional. And then on April Fool's Day, 1977, that was before you were born, I became the head golf professional, director of golf. April Fool's Day, 1977. If I said that as a joke, the guys wouldn't believe you because, April Fool's Day. But whatever. I can't even add that high. Remember, I went to Kailua High School. I can't add that high.
Arizona State. Don't forget
Arizona State. Yeah, I got my BS degree. Bachelor of Science. That's not the other BS. Bachelor of Science degree. So, I've been here since then. Like they say, if you're in a job that you enjoy, it's not really work. In fact, my days off are kind of like Mondays. And where do you find me on Mondays?
On the golf course.
On the golf course or in my office. So it's like time flies when you're having fun. It's fun.
That's fun.
And it's got so many memories here. President Obama's a member here. I remember President Clinton playing golf here. Joe Lewis played golf here. Willie Mays would play golf here.
Oh, my goodness.
Jerry Lewis, we kind of had a little connection because he didn't want a canopy on a cart. So I had our cart mechanic take off the canopy. And when he was here on vacation, he would play golf every day for about 5 or 6 days.
We have to have the canopy off the golf course, off the golf cart, so you want to play golf.
It's just for Jerry Lewis.
For Jerry Lewis, you do what you can.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But anyway, thank you for the walk down memory lane.
Hey, thank you for the walk down memory lane. That was pretty amazing. I'm going to have to do our official station identification, but first we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
The Golf Club tip number 72. Don't throw your club over the fence. It slows down play. We'll be right back with Danielle Tucker in a few moments.
Seals Electric has kept Hawaii's power on for more than 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers, city and county projects. Have your project done on time, on budget, with a tradition of excellence and safety only Seals delivers. Update your facilities with the next generation of cost-saving products. We're COVID compliant. Call 842-1944. That's 842-1944. Across Hawaii, Seals Electric lights the way.
Have you discovered Global Golf Post yet? Global Golf Post is the leading golf news publication in the game. It is a digital magazine. It's published very early Monday morning, delivered to your email inbox before you wake up. And in the pages of Global Golf Post, you will find all the news from the pro tours from the weekend, plus opinion and commentary from many of the best writers covering the game today. You can also read about the latest golf gear from the leading golf equipment brands. Best of all, it's absolutely free. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii to sign up for your free subscription. You'll become the most informed golfer in your regular foursome. Go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. Do it today.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. The month of September. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Want more customers?
Renovating high-rises, whatever your trade.
Fill your restaurants, buy your cars, use your realty company. Buy insurance, air condition their offices. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club. We have quality listeners like yourself. We have ad packages that start at a few hundred dollars. Email your contact info to rick@radiogolfclub.com. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com. Advertise on Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club.
That's rick@radiogolfclub.com.
Our listeners are consumers, too.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
We are KORLYNI Honolulu. And as you can tell, we're not in the studio. We're in Jim Sweeter's office here over at the beautiful Mid-Pacific Country Club. It is an absolutely gorgeous day today. It's going to be a gorgeous day everywhere. Partly cloudy, a little breezy. We need it because it's going to get hot today. Up to 89 degrees, scattered showers, windward and mocha. I don't see any evidence of that on the windward side, in case you're looking up at the mountains, wondering if you should take the trip across the Ko'olau. I don't let those clouds over the range fool you. It's a sunny, sunny, windy day here. The winds are easterly, 15 to 25 miles per hour. So they're pretty much coming straight at the course here and making it a little quick and a little fun. And Jason Amoy is the man who's in charge of making it quick and fun. And he is the superintendent of golf at Mid-Pacific Country Club. Jason Amoy, welcome into the clubhouse. Are you with me? He's just getting high there.
Yes, I'm here.
Good. I asked Annika just a minute ago, of course, Eseu Manutafa, She's the only player under par, 200. Uh-huh. I said, is there anything you would like me to tell, you know, Jason Amoy, the director of golf, I mean, the superintendent of golf, who's going to be coming in? And she said, no, it's perfect. This golf course is perfect. I love this golf course. Don't do anything to it. So, you have a fan.
For one day.
Normally, Jason has to, like, kind of hide. So, how did you ever have to put water on the greens for the mid-pack open this year?
Yeah, we did, but I guess you could characterize that as sparingly. The water that we had to put on the greens are really around the edges, and so it really didn't affect play.
Okay. So, how it rained. Didn't it rain last night?
Not out here. Not out here. It's far away from the mountains. Like you were just trying to describe the forecast. More of the showers are going to be mocha.
Yeah.
I think we're just going to see steady breezes and sunshine all day long.
Yeah. So I'm just curious, the stimp on these greens, what do you have them running at?
Officially? I have the tournament chair sitting next to me, and so I have to tread carefully.
Yeah, I thought you would be. I thought the numbers would be in the numbers. I didn't know there was a number, and then there was a number. You know?
Yeah. We'll say they're around the 10, 11 range.
So they're running fast.
Yes. They're quick.
Yeah. And with the sun and the wind, it's going to be another quick day because, you know, our ladies are, you know, in the championship flight are, well, the next closest is 2 over, 5 over, you know, 6 over, 7 under, 7 over. Nobody's under like that. Just Annika is 2 under. And some of our players in the other flights, you know, their best is 3 over, 9 over. It's a challenge, and they're all having a great time. 14 over are leading the flights. And yet, Annika says, you know, it's perfect. Just play the course as it comes.
Yeah, that's pretty typical of what we get from the leaders. We looked at this these results you just mentioned yesterday, and, you know, my honest opinion, I was talking to Tim, who is kind of handling the logistics for the tournament, and I told him, I think we need to turn the dial back just a little bit. the forecast being sunshine, the winds look to pick up a little bit. The greens are definitely going to get a little firmer. They're already a little difficult to hold yesterday. From what I hear, some were very difficult to hold yesterday. We don't want 7 over to win the tournament. Yeah. And so we're going to keep it reasonable. We'll try to anyway. And hopefully it'll still be fun on Sunday.
Yes. Yes. No, fun, you know, and we were talking before you got about how, you know, Mid-Pac Open at the Mid-Pacific Country Club it's a money game. There's a purse to be had. This is an amateur tournament, and there is more fun and camaraderie, but we're playing for a medal. We're playing the Jenny K. Wilson Invitational, and so it's a very serious, you know, there are people who really want to get their best game going on.
Right.
So, yeah, but I really liked what you just said, maybe dialing it back a little bit just for the sake of better play.
Absolutely. Jenny Kate, this tournament is very special in what you just mentioned, is that there is a fun side to it, and we want to make sure that we keep that fun side to it because we realize that there are a lot of other flights, and there's a lot of other, you know, not so, you know, single digit, let's say,
yes,
players that look forward to coming here and they want to challenge their game at their level. And so for us, it's a matter of trying to create enough of a challenge to spur competition at all the different levels, but
yet not so much that people just kind of throw up their hands and say, this is just too much for me, I can't do it. We don't want people to get to that and not have fun through Sunday, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, you got to take care of our 84-year-old. Make sure she's okay.
Oh my goodness!
She's got a great spirit about her.
Yeah.
She's out there, Kimi Komatsu.
Yeah,
she's out having a grand time. She's going to play here on her 100th birthday. She was on the show earlier. She's
she has
ready
some
for
of
it.
The best stories of the golf course. She is one of the best storytellers. Catch her right after she ends her round. And she'll you posted for 10 minutes.
So we always talk about conditions. And, I mean, these are Turtleback greens, if you've never played here or know this course. It's a Seth Rayner course. He died before it was finished. But he designed it, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And so that the shape of the greens is always a challenge. You've got to get them to land in the perfect place.
Yeah, and the thing to keep in mind is that when they designed this course, as many, you know, old school courses, I mean, even like Augusta National, the architecture was never designed for greens rolling in double-digit stip meter values. But as technology came along over the decades with golf course maintenance, we're able to groom the grass. There are better varieties of grass that we could plant that could tolerate faster, lower mowing heights and faster green speeds. And that really accentuated the slopes that were originally put into the architecture. And so, yeah, as, you know, we got the grass to grow faster, roll faster. The architecture really comes out now. What it commands now is a more precise golf game under these conditions, which is absolutely perfect for a tournament setting.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, and then the setup where you put that pin, how many different pin placements do you have potentially?
Well, the general rule is the faster the greens play, the less, because we have to go more and more into the middle of the green, otherwise everybody's rolling up to the approach and rough. But leading into a tournament, you know, I've been here long enough that I can kind of foresee, you know, at least four, maybe five sometimes, you know, as an alternate area. And I'll kind of map out throughout the week, you know, where I want to put these the pin placements to kind of create a challenge, not just for the day, but the different looks throughout the tournament from day one to day three, or in the case of Mid-Pack Open, day four.
Yeah.
And for players that have come back year and year and year again, especially like for Mid-Pack Open, they kind of know already. They can anticipate where the pins are going to be on day one, and they can definitely anticipate where the memorable ones are going to be on the last day of the tournament.
We know where Jason puts them on day four and day three.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
That's a lot of fun. How many guys work with you on the as the superintendent? How many guys are under you?
I'm 16, so I have 15 under me.
Yeah. Wow. Apparently. And do you, we often talk about, like, kids that want to get into the world of golf maintenance, golf course maintenance. Do you have a place where kids could, like, be a mentor program, or where they could come in and volunteer to work and learn at the same time?
You know, it's a very interesting topic, and one that not only myself, but our superintendent's association locally especially has looked into for a number of years, maybe even, you know, a couple of decades, actually. And to be honest with you, that's a tough one because of the nature of our work. I mean, for like me, I first got into this in the early 90s. And, you know, golf was booming, right? It was a big Japan bubble. Golf courses popping up all over the place. It was an opportunity. There was good money there. Nowadays, we look at, you know, that same age, that same generation, it's more about computers, online. Look at the last year and what that has done to the virtual world. To get younger generations out here, you tell them, you got to go work in the sun, you got to sweat, you're going to get dirty. By the way, you got to show up at work at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's strike one, strike two, strike three. They're going to go work someplace else. It's really tough. I've gone to schools. I've done career days. I've even tried to expand it to not only just taking care of grass, but agriculture as a whole, growing crops, herbs, whatever. It's really a tough nut. The interest, to be honest, is not quite there. They're interested in how much money I make. I get that question all the time. Well, how much money do you make? but when I tell them, this is what I make. However, I have to do this, and this over time. You got to put in the
years.
Time. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Years. There's so many different facets to taking care of a golf course that people don't even realize until you actually get into it and you get your hands dirty. And once they hear that, it's like, shut the door. It's too long. They don't have, I think, the interest to kind of wrap their vision around what they need to encompass. They want the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, okay, you're going to pay me $75,000 as soon as I graduate college. That's kind of what I get back, the feedback that I get. And so to enter into this has been a really, like I said, tough nut to crack. I would love to mentor local kids especially. It certainly is an opportunity. But the day that I step out and retire, I would love to have a local homegrown superintendent, step in for me that maybe I had ultimately had a chance to mentor. I would love that opportunity. I can't find him or her.
Right. I mean, it doesn't have to be a guy. It could be a girl.
Absolutely.
It's kind of sad. I don't want to bring the mood down because we're having so much fun, but our children do think that they're going to walk out of college and into a $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year, and they don't think about, working your way up. You just don't get the nut. You have to actually grow it before.
Yeah.
And that growing it means working toward the goal, and that's, I don't know. I came out of college knowing I was going to have to work hard and I was going to have to get breaks and I was going to have to work weird hours and maybe for free for a while, all those things. And I guess that's gone.
It has changed from my experiences and interacting and, like I said, doing some of those career days. It has changed.
Yeah.
It has changed. We're going to keep trying. I'm going to keep trying. Hopefully I get lucky. I find that one or two unicorns running around. I'll take it. I'm open. I'm always open.
You hear this? His name is Jason Amoy. He's the superintendent of golf at Mid-Pacific Country Club. If you're one of those unicorns running around, we need you to call, okay? Because it's a great opportunity. It's a wonderful life, and it's richly rewarding. There's something wonderful about working outdoors and in with your hands and growing things. I thank you very much for being on the show. We have a few more minutes. Is there something you wanted to bring up that we didn't get a chance to talk to you about?
No, it was just a pleasure to get to see you and
get
you on the show, especially after the year that we've had.
I know.
I kind of miss it. And so I thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, you're going to have to tell me, where's that Pitch Fix Pro thing?
This thing?
Yes. You're going to be able to use that?
Absolutely, especially if it's a gift from you.
Oh, listen,
it kind of looks like it'll prod cattle, though. I'm looking for where the batteries go into this thing.
I know. When I looked at it, I went, there's no way an average golfer would even know how to begin to use that. And the folks at Pitch Fix have been giving me these fabulous aqua brushes to give away as prizes, and the Pitch Fix Pro 2.0 Pro. It's like a switchblade. and you know it comes out and you can fix the divots. So it's very cool. It's nice, and it's made, and it has three prongs. So it's not the two prong one. It's a three prong. It's very, very good. But when I saw that, I thought, I don't even want to touch grass with that because I'm afraid I'd hurt it. So, you know, but I know Jason knows how, and he won't hurt it.
This is interesting. No, you bring up a good subject, and I like that, the fact that they're giving you these promo pieces, because golf etiquette is a big conversation point on the golf course nowadays. Golf is booming, right, nationwide. Everybody's filled. It's one of the great outdoor things that people can still do. However, what we have noticed here ourselves is that as more and more people take up the game of golf, they don't quite know and understand why golf etiquette is there, why you fix your ball mark so that the person behind you doesn't have to putt over it, why you fill your divot so the person behind you doesn't end up in a hole in the ground, why you don't walk up the front face of a bunker because you leave gigantic footprints that somebody's ball could then get stuck into following behind you. All of those things are coming to the forefront because we have so many people entering the game of golf. We love it. The golf industry absolutely loves it. We welcome everybody. But etiquette is just something else that we need to continue to promote so that everybody can enjoy the game of golf just a little bit better.
Absolutely. And I was afraid about bringing it up, and I'm glad I brought it up, because what you just described is exactly what happens to the people behind if it's a new group of people. And if you don't teach somebody how to do something, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's for the good of everybody. Yes. You could be following somebody that walked up the face of the bunker, and your ball is now stuck in the footprint on the face of the bunker. Now, what are you going to do?
Yes, exactly. Well, I have to wrap it up. Gene Hashimoto, the tournament chair, thank you so much for being on the show this morning. You're a wealth of information. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Danielle. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And Mark Sousa, thanks for the stories. And Jason Amoy, thank you for the insight.
Really good talking. My pleasure to always be here.
Okay, and we're going to thank the people who make this show possible, because without them, I wouldn't be here. Thank you to Global Golf Post, the leading golf publication in the game. And by the way, Global Golf Post is free. So just go to globalgolfpost.com/Hawaii. And you show your support for the golf club by signing up, because the more sign-ups, the more support for the Golf Club Radio Show. Aloha Power Equipment, they're having their moving sale, and that's continuing until their store's empty. So they put power at your fingertips for everything. And you need the Honda mower, because it is on sale right now with the free warranty that goes with it at both the Sand Island and Waipahu stores. Get over there. Honolulu Sign, they do exterior building signs. They do real estate and lighting signs. They do parking signs, interior signs. They do signs of every kind. PPE signs, Honolulu Sign. They moved to Hart Street, so they're on Hart Street now. And Hawaii Pain and Spine, Dr. Jonathan Carlson, if you've got pain, you know, whether it's hip, whether it's neck, whether it's the ankles or the knees, go find out if there's something, and it doesn't have to be surgery. That's what Dr. Jonathan Carlson is all about at Hawaii Pain and Spine. He wants to find ways that you're comfortable with getting rid of that pain you're in. MD Restoration, flood and fire disasters, you need help. You need help right away. First, you're like in shock. What's the water doing coming out of the pipe? You know, 24/7, they're there for you. So when disaster strikes, call MD Restoration, and their number is 528-3434. That's 528-3434. RCM Construction, they're sprawling experts. And Sue's Electric, they've kept Hawaii's power and lights on for more than 60 years. That's right, high-rises, shopping centers, commercial centers, city and state projects, have your project done right, on time, on budget. That's Hughes Electric, lighting the way. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name's Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.